U.S. is sending a carrier task force to the Taiwan Straits to reinforce the freedom of navigation that the United States believes that China is ignoring by making claims over not only the East and South China Seas, but also anything that that has to do with Taiwan, because it does regard Taiwan as one of its provinces. So, but the U.S. is doing this to show that China that it's that freedom of navigation still prevails, but civilians aren't going to be doing that. So the U.S. military is doing it, and it gets it also allows the U.S. military to test Chinese defenses, see how they react to the presence. And there was an incident very, very recently in which a Chinese and a U.S. warship almost collided, and the Chinese ship actually almost tried to ram the U.S. warship in open waters. So that's to try and reinforce its point. So this is really creating an increased crisis between the United States and China, and it's not going to abate anytime soon, because the U.S. is really trying to reposition itself back into Asia and extend its influence in there, and by challenging China to do this, particularly in areas where other countries also claim mineral rights and mineral resource rights that China says that no other country can claim to. The United States is also backing, has committed to defend their right to those mineral rights in open waters, deep open waters. So this whole thing is not going to go away soon. And we're talking about countries such as India and Vietnam, the Philippines, and the other thing the United States is concerned about is that China is building up remote islands to the point where they can actually position military forces on them. And this is relatively unprecedented, because they basically are creating islands for military as a military bases. And there's perhaps nothing in international law that prevents that, frankly. So this again is a way for China to extend its influence in its own region, which I want to emphasize, but also to tell the United States that this is not their area and they need to get out. And so I think that this is an issue that's not going to go away. It's going to become even more serious. And we could perhaps see some greater confrontations, particularly in light of the trade war disputes that the United States and China have going right now. And I think that even Donald Trump, President of the United States, it wonders if Xi Jinping, the president of China, is his friend any longer. Well, the United States has really provoked China in numerous areas, particularly in trade, a challenge to a lot of the tariffs, and also has sanctioned China for even purchasing Russian military equipment. So this is a crisis that's looming. It's developing, and it could result in some military activity, perhaps limited, but it's something that could happen almost any time.